At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
Football is back, and so is winning season at MyBookie. NFL, college football, and a brand new cash-out system give you options on how to bet and to win all season long. First two legs of your parlay hit? Great. Get out while the getting is good. Cash out and use the funds on another bet, or let it ride for the chance at a bigger payday. Use early cash outs as a tool to stay in control of the action at MyBookie. To get started, go to mybookie.ag now and register for an account for free. When you're ready, make your first deposit. Just use promo code ZABE, Charlie, Zulu, Alpha, Bravo, Echo, and grab a welcome bonus on the house. That's promo code ZABE to claim your deposit bonus. And for a limited time, a free chip to use in the MyBookie casino. You can bet anything, anytime, anywhere, only with MyBookie.
Multitask. This is where the DJ talks. Don't say anything.
Okay.
Hey, the Vikings are 3-0, eh? Pretty good, huh?
Oh, beauty, go.
Well, Charge, you have a chance to absolutely stuff me in a locker now, as your precious Vikings are 3-0 and looking legit. The floor is yours, my friend. I said your team would stink. 4 wins max. That your quarterback was going to revert to being the same old schlump he's always been. Wrong.
Yes, look, everybody was wrong. Nobody expected this. Right now, Sam Darnold is your leader in the clubhouse for MVP. I mean, or at least in this conversation with Josh Allen, maybe.
With all due respect, it's way too early to talk MVP. But yes, if he were to have the kind of season he's having, he'd win something, that's for sure.
Yeah, well, comeback player of the year.
By the way, you
can still buy in on right now. You can buy in on comeback player of the year.
Wager in sports books. It's an actual award, right, with the NFL?
Well, this might be one of those AP awards that the NFL does not actually designate, like all pro, but the AP does.
Oh, right. Didn't DeMar Hamlin famously not win comeback player of the year after he died for a minute on the field? And people were like,
yes,
how can he not win that award? He died, at least momentarily.
They gave it to Joe Flacco last year.
That's right.
And I supported that decision because DeMar Hamlin played like 40 snaps all year last year.
Well, DeMar Hamlin had a pick last night.
Yes, he did.
It was a nice pick, although what an ass throw by Trevor Lawrence. Trevor Lawrence, somebody put the numbers up. They said, so basically, Trevor Lawrence is Daniel Joseph, but with better hair or longer hair.
Daniel Jones?
Did I say Joseph?
Hair?
God bless.
Yeah, that's okay.
My brain is not right today. Daniel Jones.
Yeah, that's, you know, it's looked bad for him. You know, this is a team that 2 years ago made a playoff run. Was it last year that they got bounced? They had the big lead in the first round of the playoffs and then yielded it to the Chargers?
That was two years ago. Yeah, the years do fly by. It was 2 years ago. Yeah. Last year, I think they missed.
Yeah, they didn't win the division. That was your Houston Texans who won the division last year. Back to the Vikings. That's way more salient, way more important, and people care way more about my 3-0 Vikings for sure. Here's the thing. Everybody's heaping praise on Sam Darnold. It's the defense, baby.
Oh.
This defense is insane.
Brian Flores is now like a legit boogeyman where he has got guys cooking. Now, he's delusional as fuck about why he got fired in Miami and is suing the league. That lawsuit's still going on, right?
As far as I know, there's not. It has not been. There's not been a resolution to that lawsuit.
Right. He got fired for being a mega asshole down there and pretty much bullying his own quarterback in Tua, saying, "I didn't want you. I want somebody else. Why are you? Why are you even here? You noodle armed freak.
You ukulele don't belong in the NFL.
Right. You ukulele playing noodle arm freak. Get out of my face. Hey, isn't that my head coach? Like, I'm getting the feeling that he's not really supportive of me."
Correct. Correct. Which is pretty funny, right? I mean, come on. You can't say this to your own team, right? These are your teammates. You're starting quarterback.
Right. But can he coordinate a defense? Oh, fuck yes, Brian Flores can. So what is cooking with the defense?
So here's what they're doing. What they are doing pre-snap is staggering. I just watched a breakdown of a play in which the Vikings had, they had seven men on the line of scrimmage. They had, and they had four, including both safeties at the line, eight men at the line of scrimmage. They had both safeties. They had two cornerbacks. Your safeties were up at the line of scrimmage. And they ended up, it looks like it's going to be a cover zero. And they ended up somehow from the point of the snap to the execution of the play, they ended up in cover two with the safeties running cornerback routes, the cornerbacks backing up into safety play, into safety zone. It was insane. And they're looking at it going, if you're a quarterback, how could you possibly diagnose what's coming on this play? And the answer is you can't. And we saw CJ Stroud get humbled, Brock Purdy get humbled. You know, everybody wrote off Daniel Jones in week one. Daniel Jones actually looked pretty good since the Vikings in week one, back-to-back decent games. It's this defense is frightening. And here comes your Packers. This is going to be a very fun matchup.
Are you coming down for the game? We're going to be there on Sunday. I think you should drive on down. It's a mere five-hour game. You'll miss every bit of fantasy action that your followers and loyalists on guillotineleagues.com depend upon. Your real-time insight and opinions as the games are unfolding. Flush all that so you can stand in line, drive 5 hours to the east. Is it 5 hours from Minneapolis to Green Bay?
If you want to risk the notorious Wisconsin State Troopers on I-90,
oh boy.
Yes, or 94. Okay. Yes. Then it is, in fact, 5 hours.
Otherwise, it's six.
It's five and a half, six. Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Not worth it. Not worth it. We'll be there in spirit anyway as Aaron Jones comes back to Lambeau Field.
Yeah,
that's going to be something else. How much are you loving this guy?
He's so good. For a guy his size, Aaron Jones, and I didn't know this until I stood next to him at the NFL draft.
Tiny.
The dude, he's like 5'9",
175 maybe. Yeah. But I mean, packed solid muscle, fearless as fuck, and will run as hard and as violently into traffic as any running back you've ever seen.
It's remarkable that somebody on his frame has had the career he's had. And I know he gets dinged up, but you know what? What I've come to realize now is don't care. You know, for his size to run the way he does, fine, I'll take that. Right now, among starting running backs, he is Pro Football Focus's number two ranked runner behind only Derrick Henry.
Wow.
That's the kind of production we're getting out of him, averaging 5.5 yards per carry and 4 yards after contact. Aaron Jones. It's been great. You know,
so,
he frustrated us as Viking fans for years, and now it's great to have him on the other side of the equation.
All right. So what is the talk now on KFan about the season now that a 3-0 start has blossomed and there is so much hope across the board?
It's a couple of things. One is all of a sudden, everybody always knew Sam Darnold was awesome.
Oh, really?
Yep. Always knew.
Suddenly.
They were sure. Yep.
I told you.
Yep. When the Vikings signed Sam Darnold, they knew that that guy was going to be great. There were no reservations whatsoever. Everybody knew that this was going to work out beautifully. And that's the biggest talker right now is all the people patting themselves on the back. Meanwhile, I'm getting roasted because when we signed Sam Darnold, at that time, Kirk was a free agent.
Oh, right.
And I was still hoping that Kirk would be a Minnesota Viking under a reasonable contract. Well, it turned out he got a completely unreasonable contract for the Falcons. So on Twitter, I bemoaned that we were going back to has-been retread quarterbacks. And of course, Twitter always remembers.
Twitter keeps receipts.
Oh yeah, they kept the receipts.
So
on
you're
that.
getting the butt end of it right now. You're getting the roasting. Yeah, yeah. Okay. Well, you know what? Fair play, as the Brits like to say. You'll be right sometimes, you're wrong others, and the receipts will be brought up. So having this will be my first chance to watch Darnold in full for 60 minutes straight. How has he looked? What is he doing? Why? Is it the genius of Kevin O'Connell? Is it the brilliance of number 18, Justin Jefferson, who did play, came back from that thigh injury?
Mm-hmm.
What is it?
Yeah, so
a little bit of all of the above, maybe.
You know, offensive line has withstood some great rushing, you know, great pass rushers. When they faced the Giants, it was Kayvon Thibodeau and Brent Burns and Dexter Lawrence. Then you get San Francisco, and you've got Nick Bosa. Then you get Houston, and you got Danielle Hunter, and you've got Will Anderson. And yet this offensive line has put Sam Darnold in a position where he's been able to have enough time in the pocket to execute his plays. And with that time, he's not making all the dumbass mistakes that have sunk his career. His career has never been sunk because of arm talent or, you know, some physical limitation. It's because he used to give games away.
Right.
It was all the picks. He terrible in the red zone. Long passing, couldn't complete long passes. All that stuff is coming together now because Sam Darnold's got time in the pocket and maybe just finally the requisite coaching and players. You know, our wide receivers are getting wide open. They're running great routes. Schematically, the Vikings have become very tough to defend. Just we've got a quarterback coach who was a quarterback, who coached quarterbacks, and it looks like he gets everything his quarterbacks could give, including Kirk Cousins, who when he went down was the NFL passing leader last year. So, yeah, right now it's all good. Then you go to Green Bay. If you get beat by Green Bay, the whole thing resets. But, yeah, right now it all looks pretty good. Are we going to be facing Jordan Love?
Oh, yes. This week, Zay? 1,000%. I am reporting with no inside information, having seen no medical charts, with no contacts with the training staff for the Green Bay Packers. I am reporting 1,000% certainty that he will start. You know why? Because they can't risk sending Malik Willis out a third time.
Even one more time. You think they've run that thing into the ground?
Brian Flores will fucking destroy Malik Willis if he goes for a third time. In baseball, they don't like pitchers facing a lineup the third time through now.
Right.
And I believe that what Malik Willis has done, and I love the guy to death because he's got such a great, humble, positive attitude about sports and life. Love the guy. What he did was he tiptoed through a living room of Legos strewn by your kids in the morning going to get coffee. It was a tap and a whoa and a quiet, you know. For 2 weeks, he was like Tom Cruise in Mission Impossible gyrating through a laser field to get to the vault with a secret passcode, all right?
I love it.
Great trick, but don't try it a third time. Bah, bah, bah. He'll trip every wire. He'll look like shit, and then he'll be like, okay, that sucked. So, Jordan Love has to play. MCL injury be damned. He has to play.
Now, give your Packers coaching staff credit.
Oh, yeah. We have.
They got two wins out of a guy who can't throw a completed pass longer than, like, 8 yards.
Right.
I mean, really, really impressive coaching to get those two free wins.
And it's funny because a lot of people are saying, Zabe, Goody was right, the GM, Brian Gutekunst. He was right. He saw something in Malik Willis. I said at the time, I go, look, he cut both quarterbacks he had in camp, one of whom he spent a draft pick on, late seventh round pick, whatever, this guy Pratt. And then the other guy, Clifford, they spent a fifth rounder on, and they liked him last year. I said, you cannot describe that move as anything but panicked and indefensible. That's what I said at the time. Now people want to pack it up my ass going, how wrong were you? And I said, okay, it's worked out. However, is it possible that Matt LaFleur and his staff was so good in prepping up a game plan that they saved Gutekunst from a clown suit all on their own? In other words, they got this guy and they're like, look, we can't just throw out a normal game plan with this guy. We have to get the players ready. We've got to call the right plays. We have got to get everybody on point to play great complementary football for two games here, and he did. And that had nothing to do with Goody. So Goody could have still been wrong. LaFleur could have just covered his ass with great coaching and his staff. That's possible. But look, you know what they say, the winners write the history books. So Gutekunst looks like a charmed man for this move. And as long as they don't play him against Brian Flores in your fucking defense and Van Ginkel, we're not facing a Van Ginkel, for God's sakes.
Yes. Now, it helps that these two games were against Anthony Richardson and Will Levis. God. Anthony Richardson is completing 12 passes a game. His completion percentage is 49%. I mean, this is staggeringly bad.
He is dog shit on a cracker as a QB. I mean, just flat out awful. And somebody put it best in a tweet. He said, Anthony Richardson can make a throw that 99% of the rest of the quarterbacks in the league cannot make. 99% of the rest of these quarterbacks can make throws Anthony Richardson cannot make. Let that soak in.
That's a great way to put it. And then there's Will Levis, who just seems to be built to give away games. It's like, that's like priority number one for Will Levis is, I'm going to find a way to lose. I don't know what it's going to be yet. I'm going to make it up as I'm being tackled for a sack. I'm going to find some way to lose. And
if the Netflix show quarterback didn't actually have real NFL footage and real NFL quarterbacks, he'd be the guy they hire to play the quarterback in the show Netflix. The quarterback looks the part, handsome, square jawed, muscled, but cannot play the position. He sucks. Which brings us to last night, the moment that brought me out of my chair.
We got 10 guys on the field. Third down and 7. This one is launched from McLaurin. He's got it! Touchdown! Touchdown, Terry McLaurin!
First of all, great call by Joe Buck. The extra octave of touchdown imparted all you needed to know about that play. Even if you don't watch football, it was an extraordinary, unbelievable dime on 3rd and 7 with a game in the balance and a ballsy call by the formerly disgraced Cardinals head coach Cliff with a K, Cliff Kingsbury. And it is now possible, since the night ended with him missing only 2 throws and accounting for 3 touchdowns, that's never been done before, not for a rookie at least.
Are you serious? Okay, so like what he did, he went 21 of 23.
I don't think a rookie
with 2 touchdowns. No quarterback's ever hit that threshold.
I don't think so. Plus, he had a rushing touchdown as well. But I know this: the game featured no turnovers, no punts. Do you know the last time that's happened in the NFL?
Either side. No turnovers and no punts.
Yep.
7-8 years.
Oh, George, you're so cute. The answer is 1940.
Shut up.
I will
you
not shut up.
Me. Wow.
1940 was the 21st regular season of the National Football League. The season ended when the Chicago Bears defeated the Washington Redskins in the championship game by edging them out 73-0. This result still stands as one of the most one-sided victories in NFL history. 1940. So last time that happened, and yes, you can look up the photos of football in the 1940s. But back to Daniels. This kid has it. Can he stay healthy, stay upright, not get injured? We'll see. But they said coming out of LSU, look, this guy is not RG4. He is a sublime passer. And now if you're a Bear fan, Church, you have to be getting that sinking, sickening feeling in the pit of your stomach of, oh, fuck, we got the wrong guy.
Did we just Bryce Young ourselves?
Did we?
Which the irony, think of that, because they're the ones who got this pick from Bryce Young.
Yes.
That whole deal.
Yes.
And it's double whammy for Bears fans, Abe, because Justin Fields is 3-0 with the Steelers.
I know.
He looks quantifiably, objectively better than Caleb Williams. Now, obviously, Caleb Williams is in his third game with the right to be way, way, way better than he's looked so far. But based on 3 games, it looks like Jaden Daniels is obviously one of the best rushing talents in the NFL, but also just as a passer, for poise and composure, not even close to Daniels.
He got buried on that throw to McLaurin, and it was exactly where it had to be. I mean, the athletic ability to throw a ball that far, that high, that lands right where you want it. And I'm sure that was a back corner on the boundary throw that was either a touchdown or an incompletion at worst. That is on purpose. It's not accidental, like, oh, look at that. He threw it with just enough room for McLaurin to grab it and get his knee down, which, by the way, is a hell of a body control to do that.
I the pass was really great. I thought McLaurin's play was even better than the pass.
McLaurin has been a buried stud who has just endured under some shit quarterbacking, so I'm happy for him. I'm happy for all the Commander fans, too. I'm getting a lot of shit from these Packer fans going, oh, see, you still like that team. You're going to go back as a fan. And no going back. There's no going back. I'm done. You know, the only way I could come back is if they restored the Indian head logo and they changed the name to something like Warriors. That would be the only way. And I don't see that happening, although one can dream with this new ownership group. But the team I loved left, and the nuclear wasteland that was left behind Dan Snyder, I feel terrible for all my friends and my listeners and my media friends that have endured that, and I want them to be happy. I'm excited they got a great quarterback, it looks like.
It looks like. And it's you wonder if the draft were held today, what the Bears would do with pick number one. Because I don't think it'd be Caleb. I think if just based on this alone, I think there'd be
How about just on attitude after the game? You know, Jaden Daniels interviewed, very humble. He's like, give all praise to God. Without him, I wouldn't be here. Some might roll their eyes, saying, oh, he's a Bible banger, God squatter, whatever. But totally opposite of the fingernail painting, man purse sporting, texting his punter saying, you're not going to have to punt a lot now that I'm here. Douchebag. That is Caleb Williams. I mean, it's a stark contrast. We'll see. We'll see. Yep. It's early. Yep. And the Bears O-line is god-awful. Trash.
Yeah, that has impaired him a bit. But, you know, he's got those three great receivers. Daniels has Terry McLaurin and had Austin Ekeler. We don't know what Ekeler's status is going to be, but that was about it. Now, the thing that Jaden McDaniels has to do next, and I don't want to get too grimy on this and too deep in the weeds. Overwhelmingly, his passes have been under 10 yards.
True.
And I'm looking at the heat map of his season right now and where all his passes have gone. It's short, short, short. So, and I'm totally fine with that. It's your first 3 weeks of the season, right? So,
but when it needed to be on the dime, under the gun, he delivered. And he can do that.
Yeah. He can do that. He's got the arm to do that. So now, let's keep mixing in those deep passes, but let's start opening up the field a little bit, right? Let's do a lot less behind the line of scrimmage passing, of which there's been a ton. And let's start expanding the field. Let's start finding 12, 15-yard passing plays for Jaden Daniels. I'm going to call him McDaniels a lot.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
With Robinhood Gold, you don't need a silver spoon to eat up the financial favors of the 1%. Robinhood Gold allows the resourceful individual to earn the very liberal rate of 4.5% APY on uninvested cash, receive unlimited 1% deposit bonuses, and be rewarded with a handsome 3% retirement boost on an IRA account. Get the privileges of the high net worth for any net worth for just $5 a month. Sign up at Robinhood.com/gold. Terms apply. For product-specific disclosures, visit Robinhood.com/gold. Investing involves risk. Rate may change. Gold membership is offered by Robinhood Gold LLC.
Football is back, and so is winning season at MyBookie. NFL, college football, and a brand new cash out system give you options on how to bet and to win all season long. First two legs of your parlay hit? Great. Get out while the getting is good. Cash out and use the funds on another bet, or let it ride for the chance at a bigger payday. Use early cash outs as a tool to stay in control of the action at MyBookie. To get started, go to MyBookie.ag now and register for an account for free. When you're ready, make your first deposit. Just use promo code ZABE, Charlie, Zulu, Alpha, Bravo, Echo, and grab a welcome bonus on the house. That's promo code ZABE to claim your deposit bonus. And for a limited time, a free chip to use in the MyBookie casino. You can bet anything, anytime, anywhere, only with MyBookie. All right, let's talk about the teams that are in a real fucking heap of trouble, starting with the Bengals. Paper fucking Tigers, the Bengals. I had felt for a while now that they had gotten to the point that they thought they could roll out Burrow number nine and number one and go, we're great. Look at this. Yep. And they are not a good team overall. They're a good fantasy team if 9-1 are hooking up. Otherwise, I don't see a whole lot there. What do you see?
Okay, Joe Burrow looked really good in this game. Ja'Marr Chase looked really good in this game. That's an important part of today's football, is being able to do that.
Right.
Where they've largely been let down has been on their defense. They're playing okay as a secondary. They're not necessarily playing great, I don't believe. You know, they faced Jacoby Brissett, shut him down. Patrick Mahomes threw two touchdowns, and then Jaden Daniels lit him up on the ground and then through the air. I think that's part of where this team's got to get better. You don't have a sense of real, like, grit or determination from the Bengals, do you?
No.
You don't.
No.
Some teams give that off, and some teams just don't. And it feels, just looking at them, you feel like the Bengals are sort of going through the motions right now.
Yeah. The Cowboys are in big trouble. Agreed? For a team, I'm looking at teams that had aspirations. I'm not counting the teams that were not expected to do anything. Teams that had aspirations, who is in big trouble right now.
So they humiliated Deshaun Watson in week one, right, and they have since been just their defense, their Mike Zimmer led defense, has been lit up in back-to-back games by Derek Carr and then Derek Henry just mowing people down last week. It was roll back the clock day for Derek Henry, and it was fun to watch him, you know, powering through tacklers like he used to. And who doesn't love seeing the Cowboys suffer?
Yeah.
God, it's great. The self-anointed America's team. They didn't go out and win some survey to be America's team. There wasn't extensive polling. There was not, like, NFL fans voted for this. Self-anointed America's team. BS. That team can suffer all they want. I don't care. I like seeing them suffer, honestly. And they're not like my big rival. They're not a big Viking rival, the Cowboys. I don't like the arrogance with which that team operates.
The term was coined by Bob Ryan, not the Bob Ryan of the Boston Globe, but a Bob Ryan who was an NFL Films producer who described the Cowboys as the NFL's gold standard. The nickname was also a play on words and a tribute to Dallas quarterback Roger Staubach, who was known as Captain America because he was an officer and a gentleman from the Naval Academy.
Navy, that's right, Naval Academy. Now, think about that. Think about those Cowboys, because you're old enough to, and I was a kid, you were a kid, to remember when it was Tom Landry and Roger Staubach. I mean, those were some classy individuals right there. And maybe not for you growing up as in Redskin territory, but that was an easy team to feel good about rooting for.
Yeah.
Not now.
I know.
Jerry Jones.
Pat Summerall for CBS introducing the Cowboys during the first game of the 1979 season, following that NFL Films recap, calling them America's team, said, how can I use that? Why don't we call them America's team? And the name stuck from there.
So I got to blame Pat Summerall.
You can if you want to blame the dead, if that's probably, how you like to roll, jerk.
Probably at the time was hammered.
Hey, man, him and Tom Brookshire used to be a team before Madden came on. And do you know why they broke up Summerall and Brookshire?
I'm guessing it has to do with booze, but
they
I don't know.
They were literally drinking way too much bourbon in the booth.
In the booth.
In the
during
booth.
The during the game.
during games. And they're like, look, Brooksy and Summerall aren't good for each other. Let's break them up. We got this guy. We got this former Raider coach. He could be pretty good. Let's give him a shot. And the rest, as they say, is history.
Now, how do you feel about Madden's run as a color guy? The whole, like, 20 years of it.
I was anti-Madden for a good chunk of his existence. But I was an angry young man in radio that just wanted to make fun of John Madden. And the fact that he would say shit that was plainly, like, obvious. You know, if you're behind, you want to first tie, and then you want to go for the win. Okay, thanks. Thanks, John. Appreciate that. My friend, our friend, Frank Caliendo, made $1 million right. at least on his dead-on impersonation of John Madden. So I would say that would be part of the legacy there. But look.
Madden for me, Zabe.
Who is Madden for you?
Hated him as a coach because he beat my Vikings, even though I was too young to be a Viking fan then, but, you know, in retrospect. But what I loved about Madden when he first showed up was he was the color guy who just exuded joy and happiness and excitement. You know, he wasn't so serious. Puffy.
Yeah, not so
serious. You know, he was the guy talking about mutters and bam and, you know, all that stuff. And he brought real personality to the color job at a time when there really wasn't any. Now, over 20 years, the shtick wore thin on me, and I really thought that, you know, it was a time near the end where he was not really as sharp as he was earlier and wasn't following the game as closely. But still, I thought he was tremendous when he especially first started.
For
that,
me,
he ended up making all his money, by the way, on the video game.
Oh yeah,
the video game,
mint. Just like George Foreman with that stupid grill, John Madden with the video game. Provided multi-generational filthy wealth for his estate because of the video game. Okay, the Niners, are they in big trouble? I mean, my Niner fan friends are just sick over how they threw that game away against the Rams.
Now, in fairness, and I think this is very important, the Niners had like 10 injured starters in this game.
I know. But that's why you gotta bag them and keep it moving when you're injured, till you can get healthier, get some guys back. They threw this game away.
They did. They did give the game away in many regards. But look at all so many people hurt for them. I'm sympathetic to them taking a loss that they would not normally have taken.
So they're in big trouble then. Christian McCaffrey's going to Germany to get his Achilles looked at. Is that ever a good thing? Ooh, the Germans. The Germans are going to look at his Achilles. Oh, please don't mock the German doctors. We know how to platelet spin. We'll get Christian McCaffrey up and running again.
Has it ever worked where somebody in an act of desperation, some athlete in an act of desperation, has gone to an international doctor and been better for it? Ever? For all the problems that we've got in our healthcare system, we've got the bleeding edge, best technology for almost everything here.
I would not say that as a blanket statement.
How come heads of state fly to Mayo?
Well, for certain things, but not for everything per se. There are countries that are doing things. There's countries that are doing amazing things that we can't do here because we have sometimes more restrictive FDA laws that don't permit therapies and or possible, you know, cures for stuff. I don't know. There's also a whole medical tourism industry where you can go get procedures done that you normally would not get approved by your health insurance here in the States for relatively cheap in places like Turkey.
Mexico, Turkey. Yep.
A lot of cosmetic shit. Girls go there, you know, to Turkey. I'm going to get a Turkish butt lift. Good luck.
Can you explain the butt lift to me? What's the appeal and for who and why you? Who's?
So here's how it works, Charge. Gravity is a real thing, and it's always pulling on us, right? And it pulls on any soft, fleshy areas of your body. So a woman's ass, who can get larger over time with inactivity and perhaps a lot of Doritos fun chips, will get saggy. And therefore, it will droop and become unattractive. The Turkish butt lift helps to lift and to fortify those buttocks.
Ow.
So
how
that,
do they do that?
Well, with a variety of polymers and some off-brand cements that get injected in there. Well, no, you know, there's compounds and stuff you put in there. I don't know how it's done.
I don't either.
So that's how it happens. And that way, when that ass gets lifted and firmed up, their boyfriends usually say, damn, I want some of that Turkish ass. And they get after it. That's how it works. And then love comes from that. And they cherish each other's time and conversation as soulmates. And they don't care so much that the ass is saggy or not. Maybe. We'll see. But I'll it's Germany, though. That's for sure. So here's the thing about McCaffrey. Thursday before their opening game, yeah, it's looking pretty good. He'll probably start. Monday, yeah, maybe. Game time, nah, we're just going to hold him out. Now he's in Germany.
Oh, the Germans are mad at me. I'm so scared. Germans.
You know what I need, Zabe? I need a plastic surgeon endorsement.
We had the hair endorsement.
Got the hair endorsement. Yeah. That's worked out great. How about nose? I'm not doing the ass lift.
Men don't buy plastic surgery, and we're a men's format.
Tell that to Tom Brady.
Well, okay, Tom Brady. Somebody called him a Max Headroom looking freak.
Yeah,
Headroom?
I do remember Max Headroom. Yeah. We're one of the only ones who remember. And I bet, don't you think most of the A-listers, Hollywood A-listers, men, that have been doing this at a high level for a long time and seemingly have not aged, Keanu Reeves or Tom Cruise, they've had a lot of work done. Just good work.
Yeah.
So you can't tell. You don't go Meg Ryan on your career.
Yeah, of course. All right, you got 5 minutes left. You're going to a concert tonight. Where are you going?
I'm going to St. Paul, unfortunately, which I don't love. As a Minneapolis person, we don't like traveling to St. Paul.
Is it
Paul.
A tough trip over the bridge?
It's a long drive,
okay.
You have to go. I'm on the west side of town, so I got to go through Minneapolis. Then get out of Minneapolis, into St. Paul. Then
it's a schlep. It's an hour, isn't it?
In traffic, it's about an hour.
Yeah.
Traffic, it's about 40. So I don't love that part. The band is called Soul Coughing. They were a sizable indie band in the 2000s that nobody thought would ever get back together and do a tour. They were popular in the Twin Cities more than they were popular anywhere else.
What's their Soul best hit? Super Bon Bon?
Super Bon Bon is a biggie. And the Super Bon Bon remake by the Propellerheads is really fun.
This video is from their appearance on Jimmy Kimmel. Can you hear that down the line or no?
I can't. Okay. I'm not hearing down the line.
All right, hold on. I mean, look, they're big enough to get on Jimmy Kimmel. That's not too shabby.
That's not too. And that was recent, right? In the last month or so?
Yeah, September 13th, last week, as a matter of fact.
Yeah, not bad. Not bad.
All right. So before we let you go to the concert, two things. One is you wanted a riff on Arthur Blank inducting himself into the Falcons Ring of Honor. Somebody said on Twitter, he must have been so surprised when he got the call. Hello? Yes, this is Arthur. No, I'm Arthur. Yeah, no, this is the other Arthur. This is the alter ego. Guess what? We're honoring you. I know. I own the franchise. Yeah, I know. We thought we'd put your name up there, though. Yeah, but I own the place. Yeah, I know. We want to give you a night. Is that okay? Sure. That's wonderful.
At some point, somebody desperate to save their job inside the Falcons organization is like, oh, God, I need a Hail Mary. What could I possibly do?
It was some giant ass kisser. Hey, boss, I got an idea for you. I know it's crazy. Arthur, he's not getting younger, okay? He still looks pretty fit, but he's like 78 years old. How about a night in which we honor him, put him up in the stadium, you know? He helped build the place. He pays our salaries. What do you think? Great idea, Johnson. Let's do it on Monday night. What do you say? Or Sunday
exactly.
night.
Exactly. Exactly. This is a... I got at some point it had to go up. It had to make its way up to Arthur Blank, and Arthur's apparently decided that's we're okay. We're gonna do this.
So
and
you too feel like this would be better off left until after he's gone.
Posthumously is when you as an owner get to go into the Ring of Honor. Not while you're alive. No, this is a posthumous induction is when it should be.
Did you watch Curb Your Enthusiasm?
Yes.
Remember the episode where who was it that wanted their own funeral before they were dead? Was it Richard Lewis? He said, "I want to have
it's something Richard would have done."
Yeah, it's like I want to have my own funeral, but I want to be able to hear all the nice things people say about me while I'm still alive. And of course, it turned into a typical Curb Your Enthusiasm disaster.
Exactly.
All right,
exactly.
It's a Tuesday night. I got time because you were kind enough to go early with me today. What should I watch non-sports tonight? Non-sports. Anything come to mind? Jump to mind?
Well, okay. I mean, if you just want to have fun with something, and I do want to tell you the story about my dad and his $800 in a second.
I can't. I'm playing the music. Get out. We'll save it for next week. Give me a TV suggestion.
Columbo. Go watch the first ever episode of Columbo on Tubi. It's really fun to see that the show that we grew up with and I never ever watched. It's actually pretty fun and pretty campy, and it's actually a pretty good show.
Columbo would be virgin snow for me because even though it was in my era, I did not watch it myself as a kid. So, All right, very good. Church, enjoy the show tonight. Again, guillotineleagues.com. I'm happy to say I'm alive despite putting very little effort into my free agent pickups. This week, there's not a lot of juicy meat out there, but I better spend some cash on somebody because it's going to get dicey. So.
Yes, your team is not good.
All right.
It's time to open the wallet.
Okay. I didn't need that on the way out. GuillotineLeagues.com for all the rankings and whatnot. Charge, I'll talk to you next week.
Bye-bye.
Hey, Jose. Yeah, what? Guess what? What? It's over. Studio.
Studio.
All right.
All right, we're good to go.
Make no mistake, Trump-backed Bernie Moreno was a MAGA mistake for black families in Ohio.
We're not going to replace racism in this country from decades ago with a new form of racism, which is what DEI is.
If Bernie Moreno is elected senator, he will support the MAGA playbook and implement the thinly disguised racist Project 2025 agenda. That means ending diversity, equity, and inclusion programs that exist to correct the impacts of racism. MAGA extremists like Moreno believe programs that have helped our families are entitlement programs, but they have no problem giving their buddies a boost by passing more tax giveaways for rich folks like themselves. Black Americans like me have worked hard and persevered in fighting for a fair shot. We've come too far to let self-serving extremists like Bernie Moreno take us back. That's why we must re-elect Senator Sherrod Brown. He has fought for equal opportunity for black families and will continue to do so. Go to OhioVoterGuide.org and register by October 7th. Paid for by WinSenate, which is responsible for the content of this ad. WinSenate.org, not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
Football is back. And so is winning season at MyBookie. NFL, college football, and a brand new cash-out system give you options on how to bet and to win all season long. First two legs of your parlay hit? Great. Get out while the getting is good. Cash out and use the funds on another bet. Or let it ride for the chance at a bigger payday. Use early cash outs as a tool to stay in control of the action at MyBookie. To get started, go to MyBookie.ag now and register for an account for free. When you're ready, make your first deposit. Just use promo code ZABE, Charlie, Zulu, Alpha, Bravo, Echo, and grab a welcome bonus on the house. That's promo code ZABE to claim your deposit bonus. And for a limited time, a free chip to use in the MyBookie casino. You can bet anything, anytime, anywhere, only with MyBookie.